Iya. Kayak gede ngalih nyampe tadi. Wah, kan ada aja, aji nyampar. Polka-polka kalau ada jenuh warah lagi di. Polka-polka bener walau begini. Orang-orang. Ala pendengar nanya, nah gak janda, aji dengan ci. Hello everyone, I speak in Warmo. And I'm acknowledging the traditional elders of this country, past and present, and the elders who are now living, which I'm standing on their ground today, on their spirit. Thank you. What I wanted to say is that I've traveled everywhere, what Jeff read out today. I've been, when I started off, I was a community youth sports team teacher. I was working with the kids when they didn't go to school back in 85. And around 86, I became a night patrol founder. Then I started working with the elders, leading the way for them, looking after our people in Tennant Creek. And every time, if you go anywhere, you hear about night patrol, it started through me. And the person who's here tonight, I've known him when I was working. That's the police, used to be police officer before. That's him in the back. I've known him for all those years. We were working together as a team. And I worked very strongly to help my people and to be strong. And today, you hear night patrols everywhere in Australia. Everywhere, they got it. That's where it started, that's where the nose was. That's where it started, the head. So I'm proud of that, and I'm happy. And the other one that came along was a program that I started again. It was an alcohol program. I never got paid for doing those works. But I've worked to help my people. And today, in Tennant Creek, anywhere else you go to a place, town or city, you hear about it. There's an alcohol program that started. It started from where I started. I pushed. I worked very hard. And then I came along when I found out about the waste dump. And I said to my people, well, as soon as I got told by my auntie, she told me that it's our grandfather's country. I was really happy to have that waste dump in that land. If I would have said yes, it would have happened. And I would have pushed to say yes. But because I had strong heart, thinking about my elders who fought hard for the country, and I stood up for my rights, and my people, and my kids, and my grandchildren, for everyone's grandchildren back home, for everyone's future. So I stood up very strong, and I said, even though I'm a woman, this is my first step, I'll step forward, and I want you people to support me. Come behind me. Push me up to be very strong. In my heart, I know my spirit of my people, my ancestors, are crying with joy and being happy that I'm posing in front of everyone here. I say this everywhere I go, have meetings. And I'm a woman who've come from a humpy. There's a picture of my home. I live in a humpy. I don't live in a house. I used to live in a house, but I moved out bush. My house wasn't in good condition. The time they said they were going to start doing all the community houses, intervention came along. My house needs a renovation. I moved out. I asked my partner, let's go. We'll have to go into town and make a home. I wanted to go and live in my auntie's home. I didn't want to stay there because there was a lot of families. So I said, no, I want to be independent. Let's go and live in the bush. So I live in a humpy. 4 years, I had rain, winter, summer. I've been under a bough shelter. I've been inside a humpy. with water dripping through. I had few people come up to my home, stayed at my place, and they seen how I lived. And I'm happy with that, because I grew up when I was little. I grew up living in a humpy. I grew up living in a windbreak. I grew up under a bough shelter, hunting, everything I've done in my life. Thinking about this waste stuff that's gonna ruin our life. And we've always said that we didn't want the waste stuff come to our land. But because NLC, Northern Land Council, and a few family group who said they wanted the waste to come to the land without coming back, yeah, and talking to the elders, talking to the people in the community, what they call White Fellaway, regional meeting. The executive, the delegate, supposed to come and have a regional meeting with the traditional owners and with the people on the ground, who are the traditional owners and the people who carry their spirits and their dancing and their culture. I'll go on if I want to, but I'll just keep talking. So I want to express something that I have in my life and in my heart, thinking about my people. Why isn't Martin Ferguson listening? Why isn't the government listening to us? Where are they? Where are their ears? Shame on them, they don't come and sit with us in our country. You know, it's very hard to get the message to them. I've written a letter twice with my elder's signature. We sent it off, the first one. The first letter came back. Then I written again, asking him to come. We sent it off again. I went and gave it to him. And then we asked him, we offered him a place to come and stay and asked him to come and talk to us. What happened? He sent the same photocopy letter back. And he's not doing the right thing. Same with Jenny Macklin. Coming over to our land, talking to us about our living life, the life we want to live and do, what we want to do in our country. They want to introduce second intervention. The second intervention is telling us there's going to be more pressure after that. So how do they want us to live? Are we going to have shoes to walk out through outside or go hunting with the shoes? Dressed up all in socks and shoes? Or dressed up with high clothes? With a hat? Aboriginal way, we don't do that. We go any old way. With a bare foot. We go out there. And we don't care what happens. We know how to handle our life. Jenny Macklin always come back. She needs somebody to be there, the honest person, to take minutes. To say and show the government that they have, that she's been very honest. Every time she comes around and come back here to the government place here in Canberra, she twists the story around. She's saying everyone wants it. Everybody loves it out there. They like it. But that's not true. And living, before we started off, we had checks coming in. Second was key cards. Third, this is what I'm living on. I can't even do any shopping for my grandchildren, for their Christmas, or for my daughter. It's very hard, really. So all these stuff that's they're talking about now is having second intervention is very bad. We need to stand up for our rights, and we're asking and we're giving you people some information to support us and be very strong. We need to stand up. And the same thing with the waste stuff. And this is what I'm saying. I'm happy with getting a lot of support from all the people right through where I've traveled and spoke up. I'm traveling because I've got my elders supporting me, giving me the strength to talk. I wouldn't have been here if they weren't behind me. But I come to talk about the waste. But I just wanted to give a little bit about the basics card that I've got and the key card chats that we started off with. But the photos I've got here, these ones here that's on the exhibition, that's back home where my families live. But there's a few of my places where I live, at Humpy and my bear shelter. Yeah, I'm happy with the way things are going, but it's not all about the waste dump. We don't want the waste dump to come to our land. We've said that many times. We told Martin Ferguson to come sit with us, talk to us, and we've invited the unions to come. The fellows took them out there, showed them the country, and we invited every people who ever came there for the rally. We took them out there, showed them the country. We told them that ladies can't go in there, it's only men. So that is true, we can't go to men's country, only on women's country. But this waste dump needs to stop. Martin Ferguson needs to start listening to us. He better do that, because you don't know what's going to happen at the end. There's a fight still waiting on the other hand, and this is my promise. I'm still standing strong, and I will always be a strong person to fight against it. Thank you.